What is going on? It is Saturday, May 14th. It is a great day to be a hockey fan. Why? Because we got three game sevens, and not those fake game sevens where they're game sevens in title only, but somehow, some way, some team scraped their way there and you don't know what's going to happen. I guess we do kind of have one of those today. But those first two game sevens are what game seven is all about. And don't think to yourself, what do you mean? What, Carolina, Boston, it's been home game, home team destroying them every time. Those rules don't apply in the game set. You throw everything out the window for game seven. They rarely take the shape of the previous games throughout the course of the series because there's a different level of pressure and everything is magnified from the refereeing to the mistakes made and penalties. You name it, it's under a magnifying glass. And in my opinion, you don't see these high-scoring games often in these game sevens. But it doesn't even matter because these series have to end, which means a goal has to be scored, whether it's in one overtime, five overtimes. And if even one goal is scored, you can go to BetMGM and get a free $200. How? All you got to do is bet $10 on any one of these games, and you'll have $200 in your BetMGM account after you place that first $10 bet. All you got to do is click the link in the description or go to BetMGM and use the promo code OSNHL, and that will allow you to get your free $200 to bet on round two after we get through these game sevens. Now, you may be thinking, well, who do you want in both of those games? I actually am not taking a team in either of those games. I have a game seven philosophy to make money, and this has gone a long way. This is so old. I remember calling. I came with my theories to the NHL Network, and they didn't even have an answer for me. Listen to this.
Every game seven is going to be 2-1. You want to make money this weekend? Don't bet on Floyd Mayweather or anything like that. Just bet NHL unders for every single game. It's incredible.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more because the good players really do get stifled.
Yeah, tell me a guy who calls the NHL Network and they just don't have an answer for. They go, oh, exactly. Go to the next caller. They might get onto something here. These game sevens are always low scoring because nobody wants to make a pivotal mistake. The referees don't want to decide the game, so you usually get one penalty on each side. When a team goes up 1-0, they're hesitant. Everyone tries to be defensively responsible. Last year, who can forget, of course, when you're an Islander fan, Tampa Bay, New York Islanders. 1-0 final. I remember Bruins, Blues, game seven of the Stanley Cup, 2-0 final. Look at the Leafs and Canadians last year, 2-0 final. That's what you get in these game sevens. You get a lot of, as I said the other day, clenched cheeks. It's a clenched cheek game. So give me that under in the Bruins Carolina. It's under six, and I know you're probably thinking they've gone over every single game. Come on, you can't make me do that. Game seven is its own thing. I swear to you, if there's a game seven, I'm betting the under. And over the course of your life, you're going to be a big winner. So give me the under six goals for the Bruins Hurricanes game. Who's going to win? I don't know. But I do know that it's going to be under six. So give me the under in that one. And moving on to Tampa Bay Toronto, I'm sincerely looking forward to that game. However, you would think, just the way history has worked itself out, that the Toronto Maple Leafs would find another way to lose a game seven. However, after watching that overtime, I'm not comfortable enough to take them as like my main pick, especially when the game seven rules apply. And we saw those same Toronto Maple Leafs lose 2-0 at home, like I'd mentioned last year. So I feel more comfortable taking 6.5. And if you look at the way these last two games played out, way tighter through the neutral zone, less running and gunning, no going up 5-0. These are tightly checked games right now. And we've seen one Tampa game seven, and it ended up 1-0. So give me the under 6.5 in that game. And I do believe this is the one that has a higher likelihood of the two to hit that over because Tampa, they're playing with house money. As soon as Tampa loses in these playoffs, everybody is going to give them a golf clap. There's no pressure on them because they're back-to-back cup champs. If they lose, oh, well, we didn't have home ice. We lost a tough seven-game series. We just you know, they just won two cups in a row. So if they go down, let's say 2-0, they'll send everyone forward, which will leave them exposed on the back end. And then obviously we have those weird empty net situations where multiple goals are being scored. I don't care. I'm smelling a 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, whatever it may be. Under 6.5 is what I'm going. I'm going under on both of those two games. Boston being the most confident. I'll call it a 9, maybe an 8.8 on my confidence scale. And in the Tampa game, I'll put it at a 7.9 on the confidence scale, that both of those will hit the under. And if you need to take a game, you feel more comfortable betting on games, well, we got one for you, and it's that Edmonton Oilers game. Look, I'm not just going to pick an underdog for the sake of picking an underdog. And I know I'm not going to blow your mind with an Edmonton Oilers pick, but it kind of seems destined for some Edmonton-Calgary, the battle of that province right there. So give me Edmonton to get through. I don't even feel comfortable taking them in three periods, but I do think they'll get through this game. So give me Edmonton for the game, and I'm cool with any of those props you want to take. You want to take Kane shots on goal, a Kane goal, an assist, a power play point, you name it, you can take it. I'm completely cool with it. But those are my three picks for the day. Two unders in those first two games, and then Edmonton to get through in the late one. And that's what I got for you. And between me and you, I'm pulling for Tampa big time, because I put in a lot of Eastern Conference bets when they were down 2-1 or 3-2, and I got them at huge odds. So I got a lot of vested interest in those Lightning. So I will be rooting for them. I'm sure you'll be watching that one. I'm not going out on Saturday night, because it is going to be that riveting of a game, even if it's a blowout. Either way, it's going to be something to see, whether you're watching the Cup champs being eliminated or Toronto finally getting this monkey off their back. Should be exciting television regardless. But anyway, until then, good luck to you, better luck to me. That's the new catchphrase. I think I might say it on the way out every single time now. Good luck to all of you, and I'll be back with you on Monday. All right, take it easy. Have a good one.